Thank you.
Om Shanti. Did you all say Om Shanti? Om Shanti. Little louder. Om Shanti. Good. So you have translation. Yeah? Okay. You all are okay? Everyone? Fresh? Can I just see the hand of guests? Those who are guests. Okay. Good. And those who are helping, support team. Good. So I'm asking this question to those who have come first time here. What you feel? Where have you come? Where have you come? What you feel? From feelings. Someone saying, I'm not hearing but home, right? Anything else? You feel like you are at home? Yes? At least say yes or what? Yeah? Yes? Any other feeling? Love, right? Feelings from the love. Maybe we should keep one mic for them also so that... Today, in this setting, you are in university. Right? It's a home. And the whole concept of one God, one family. And we are brothers and sisters. And this is God's home. So when you come to God's home, as a family member, you do experience love. So it's a family, it's home. But also it's university because you are sitting with your for taking notes with pen and paper. So it's also a place of study. Generally, when it comes to religion or God, it's not seen as study. No? It's seen more as spiritual gatherings, spiritual congregations. But this is, we call this as spiritual university, where there is regular, consistent study. I think you must have become aware when you are in ORC in Delhi. That's also home and also university combined. So, and also I think that you will say, how come this is university? Because in university there is an aim you go with, that I have to get this degree. I have to pass with honor. So university means education. So this is also education where the teachings are how to cultivate virtues and powers so that one can change from... I shouldn't say devilish, but human nature to divine nature. Yeah? For human nature we say, well, to get upset, to get angry, to be impatient, be normal. Right? Because we are human beings, it does happen to us. But our journey to become divine is where we are constantly peaceful, constantly very sweet, constantly very kind. This morning we had a beautiful lesson which we all hear every morning, but this morning was spiritual, where Baba, the teacher, was telling us that you need to have spiritual love. And in spiritual love, you look at each other as brother, as soul, and you remember God. But it was interesting that if there is spiritual love, because love, we know love, right? Word love. But in love there are so many expectations, right? And those expectations cause so much sorrow. Not only that, but in that expectation, when you create friendship or from parents or husband-wife relationships, oh, I thought I will get that. I thought you will be like that. I didn't know you had this defect. I didn't know this was not in you. You know? So even there is a lot of love, but there is a lot of sorrow, a lot of cause of conflict, not agreeing. You know, so many things happen. But today Baba was saying, when there is spiritual love, you will not look at anyone's defect. You will not look at anyone's weakness. In spiritual love, you know that this person has this defect, but you try to share love and cooperate in such a way that that person can remove that defect. We don't say and shouldn't be talking about this one is like that, that one is like that, this one, no gossip. Even if there is love, but still there is so much hurt. Anyone does anything wrong, we just say it to that person. And that person feels so sad, because knowing that everyone has good qualities, everyone has some defects. So I thought I'd share from this morning's teachings that Baba wanted us to be studying from point of view that the change happens in your nature. I'm doing it because that's what I'm used to. I'm doing it because that's my habit. So we keep causing sorrow. Even in love. In love there is more hurt than anger sometimes. So many, because of, you know, when we sit with people, I expected my child to be like this, I expected my son will do this for me, I expected this and didn't happen. So it's like every moment there are expectations, and with expectation we keep causing like ourselves this sorrow, unhappiness. So when I said in this university what you're learning is to acquire these virtues, to acquire these qualities where there is spiritual love, so you don't look at defects, you don't gossip about anyone, and you remain very, very kind, very lovely and very sweet. So then Baba said, if you are sweet, then you will remain happy and share happiness with others. You won't want anyone to see unhappy if there is love. Your wish will be happy, be happy, be happy. So we want that, we say it, but we're not able to do it, because we still, our focus is more on what is lacking in that person. What is not, I am not receiving this, I am not getting this. So through the study, the transformation which is happening, and that transformation, even if there is realization, but sometimes there is no power. So as much there is love for God, spiritual love amongst ourselves, we are able to help each other so that we can reach to our goal, we can accomplish our aim, to not only personal completion, personal perfection, but also our relationships to be perfect. When you come in this atmosphere of peace, you feel very secure, right? You feel very, very comfortable. There is no disturbance, there is, even there might be a lot of noise because of activity, but there is no disturbance. So you start seeing within you some beautiful qualities. When you come in atmosphere of peace, you say, oh yes, that's what I wanted always was peace. What I wanted was experience of true love. It's like that awakening which happens. So one beautiful thing is knowing my relationship with God. Who am I and what's my relationship with God? I think you did all these lessons in words, right? Who are you? Say? Your soul. What's your relationship with God? Yes, God is our supreme parents, mother and father both. So as a soul, I am child and I have supreme parents. When many of us, I had this realization that I am child of God. And I start taking that I am child of supreme parents who is unlimited in all his qualities. I completely felt a childhood which has everything. So there are some people who are, their hurt is from childhood. I was not loved by my mother, I was not given this, I was not, this one, my sister was more favored than me, this one could go for higher studies, I could not go. Childhood sorrows. Childhood hurt. Many, many stories people tell that how their childhood was not as they would wanted to experience relationship with parents. So I always find in my life, because I was so much as a child with my God as my parents, I even forgot that childhood. I can be child now. I can be child with supreme parents. And when you start experiencing God's protection, God's care, God's love, so healing starts. Healings from the childhood. Many times I ask somebody, what is your biggest sorrow in the life? They say, when my parents divorced. She was 13 years old. So people are sitting with lot of these sorrows. And those sorrows are deep within us. No? But once you become a child of God, your experiences are so rich that you forget about those hurts. You just say, so when God comes, I feel you get another life, another chance, another childhood, where you can feel nothing is lacking. I'm getting more than I expected. Because when Baba or God shares with us, it's not only study, but it's a lot of blessings. He will tell you more than what you think you are. I remember that when I came here first time, I met the founder father. So he started telling me so many beautiful things. I said, really? That's what I am? So it's kind of self-respect, kind of self-fulfillment which comes from parents. Gives you that self-esteem and childhood, real childhood. Until now, you see, we are children of God. When we say children of God, then if something happens, if you are not able to deal with that, you talk to your parents, right? And he is the one who is liberator, he is the one who is purifier, he is the one who will mend the things, makes impossible into possible. So as a child I go to him and say, I can't deal with this. Because he helps me. As in physical there are parents, in the same way the soul also has parents. So this habit of anything happens, run to your parents and ask for whatever. And you will experience from Baba, from God, many, many beautiful things coming to you. So healing start happening when you create this loveful relationship with God. and the new experiences which come in life removes your what was lacking, your hurt or whatever. So I always say, when God comes in the life, He gives you another chance, so that you are complete. You're not sitting with any complaints or any deficiencies, but rather you are always flying high. I am God's child. So one of the important things is to remember that relationship and be a child. We also have habit of carrying responsibilities. We carry responsibility. Oh, I have children, I have to do this, I have this, I have to do this. It's like always in the mind, right? So our mind is fully occupied by something which a child will not do. So this nature of being a child, where you are innocent, but also you are growing as a very responsible child. Anytime there is anything, just go to your parents, supreme parents, and remind yourself, I am just a child. Is it possible? Yes. Show me hands. Yes. So you will do that now from onwards. Don't worry. Too much thinking. What child does anything happens, runs to parents, say, "Why this has happened?" And father say, "Okay, we will take care."
कर्मों के बल पर ही सतयुग में तुमको आना है। शिव पिता को अब याद करो।
how many of were very happy as a student. You had good studies, you passed with honor, you got your degree, whatever you wanted, yes? Or any desires left from student life? Oh, I should have gone to this university, my teacher didn't give me enough marks, I have one or two friends, so this friend, I don't know what happened, the teacher never kind of showed interest in her. Many now, many Indians, they're doing their thesis, doctorate, degree in USA, and sometimes their professors doesn't favor them to give their paper of research. And so I see they have so much sorrow. We work hard and we did, and then she's not happy with me, he's not doing this. So lot is in that area. So some of them actually are student here too. So I always tell them that God is also a teacher. So study this study and then that study together. Be a good student spiritually. When you will be a good student spiritually and you cultivate knowledge, understand knowledge, use it properly, so you will be so happy that your professor will be happy too looking at you. Because if we complain, nobody likes. But if we say, oh yes, you are so good, you're doing this, 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 I appreciate. So then the teachers become happy too. So I always think that God has given us chance to be a good student again. Many, many parents gone from India and they have very basic education and they got ordinary jobs and they make money, they save money, and most of them then they send their children to the biggest universities. Father doesn't know anything, but he provided money and then students get higher education. But here, Baba, supreme teacher. So, as a friend, as a companion, different relationships with God. And you should create that experience, reminding, oh, Baba is my father. So creating experience, Baba is father. Baba is my friend. Baba is my guide. So all whatever is unfulfilled within the soul, you will become full. There are many things unfulfilled. I had this desire when I was young. I had this desire when I got married. I had this desire, you know, like we always. And Baba says, I have come to fulfill all your desires. So first healing really happens is knowing these relationships with God. And God has love for each one of us to an extent that He wants to see us in that stage of perfection. That's why God's vision towards us is that this one should be able to be perfect, complete. So when if Baba wants that, God wants it, then we make efforts, we study and we become that. So healing comes from love, but healing also comes from God's light. Anytime any sorrow comes, like suddenly, or fear comes, something has passed, and if this would have happened, so there is fear. But that didn't happen, no. So why should there be fear? So any worry, any fear, there are some who are angry, always angry. What's the anger about? So I was young, my brother was older. So he was very forceful with me all the time. So now I have become subservient. because I never fought for it. So like this, so many different kinds of hurt is remembered. So creating this relationship of love and light. And also third is, we say relationship with God as power. He is the one who will give you power. So sit quietly, bringing this point of light, Baba, in front. And I do it in a way that, you know, when you take shower, so you have tap, shower, you take shower, how you feel? Refreshed, huh? So that's what I do. God is above. God's love, God's light, and God's power. I really sit and say, let the soul experience God's love and God's light. They are like rays of sun, light of moon. Same is light from God, love from God. So it's His love first, then His light, then His rays of power, rays of might. So all these three are actually creates this image of where God can give you the rays. Even for others, you know, we do even for others. Not only for myself, but also others. Anytime we hear any news which is not right news or good news, I immediately say, okay, I have sent, remember God, and send my light might to that soul. And it worked. You all will try now when you go back or whenever you need. The thinking of God as a healer, thinking of God as purifier, thinking of God as liberator, and then connecting with God and receiving that, experiencing that transformation, something very, very important. So healing of God, power of God. So when you are healed, what, you become whole, not broken, right? There is a song in Hindi, they say, my heart is broken into small pieces and I want you to put it together. But now God comes and He tells us that don't allow that to happen to you. Like in today's world, definition of peace is another peace, another peace, another peace. 187 countries, then 180, then 190. So it's another peace. We might call it freedom, which is good, but actually there is another peace now. Peace is something which is holistic and oneness for in the world. Same is our heart. Don't allow it to be fragmented. Have very, very good capacity to have concentration. So becomes very, very simple. So I wish that you all should be able to do that, to connect with God. It's like when you go for any therapy, you know, they do it at that part. Sometimes with electrical, sometimes with magnet, sometimes with water, no? They all have different therapies. They go and then do it in the body. So that's again healing, body, but here healing of mind, and then body, and then all the elements. How many of you within these few days try to experience the relationship with God? Many of you, wow. And now what you have to do is to experience healing from God, so that our faces sparkle God's light. our faces sparkle that unlimited happiness. So this natural sparkling, everyone will know they are connected with God. They are very different. But Baba also tells us to remember that I don't have to give sorrow to anyone. It's not you are healed and then you give sorrow. So someone said, I don't give sorrow. They take sorrow. But many times, as I said, the way you have to say something, the way you have to comfort a soul, it can cause sorrow. So Baba has said, don't give sorrow. And second part of the slogan is, don't take sorrow. Giving you can stop, because I'm a good person. I believe in karma philosophy, so I'm not going to give sorrow. But receiving sorrow is very common. Receiving sorrow is like, I don't know, I felt sad, I received it. But Baba said, don't give sorrow and don't take sorrow. It's different, right? So someone criticizes, you are like this, points out a finger, I feel sad, I say, wow, why this person is criticizing me? So that person did one time, and you think about what that person did 10 times. So who gave more sorrow, other person or you? Other person said once, you thought about that 10 times. So you gave 10 times sorrow to yourself, right? That we forget. But if you immediately say, this one is giving sorrow, but I am not thinking. More you think about, this happened, this one did this, this one. So we think about it and then it keeps multiplying. The sorrow becomes a kind of mountain. We sit there, think about it again, then think about it again. So that one said once and I thought 10 times, 100 times sometimes, right? Some situation comes 100 times. So who gave sorrow to whom? You know. I gave to my own self. Otherwise, very first time I should say, it's okay, I'm not going to feel bad. But you keep feeling bad, then you keep feeling bad, then you keep... So it's like keeps going on. You understand? And that is why they say, when you point out a finger towards someone, you are like this. So how many fingers are towards you? One towards the other person and 3 towards you. If you say you did this, that you also did 3 times, right? You did it. So if we stop doing that, blaming others, or receiving sorrow. So like this, Baba gives us examples that forgive, forget, that forgive. Not only forget, because then you keep keeping with yourself, but when you forgive, so some say, I forgive, but it keeps coming back. I want to forgive, but you don't want to forget, no? So that's why they say, forget, forgive. But first you say forget, and then you say forgive, so that you don't have even that experience. So we have to do some effort so that there is no hurt. One is, of course, from God's relationship, but other also is, as I said, with some principles, some discipline, like, this I don't like it. I don't like this. So I am thinking again and again. So why we think again and again? So this way, some of the things which we can cultivate in our life, not only karmic accounts are settled, but also you do something more than just settling. So healing through God's love is possible, and that's what it has to be done to our own self. So don't take sorrow. If you are a good person, always remember, I have to feel good, I don't have to feel sorrow. And more you do, like forgive and forget, more God helps you. Because you are forgiving may costing you a lot, so God gives the sorrow. And He says, forgive yourself, forgive others, and forget, let go. So it's a combination of love and combination of what God teaches us because of His love for us. So we have to learn, we have to practice, and finally be free from sorrow and become emperor, we call it, become emperor of free from sorrow. Land free from sorrow, internally your space free from sorrow. That's why we say to God, you are remover of sorrow and you are giver of happiness. So some of these things might be new for you, but if you understand and you do it little by little, then you will feel, you will experience, and then transformation, change will happen. That you're not going to hold to anything in your mind, but you let go. Because what you're holding can be hurt for your own self. No? Why am I holding who did what to me? That person did once and I am doing 10 times to my own self. Not only thinking, but you become like that also. Then we constantly keep hurting each other. Healing for myself, and then through vibrations. You can send vibrations to anyone. We have been hearing about some world situations which are very critical. So what we do sitting here, we don't have political powers, but we send lot of good wishes, lot of good wishes for countries, for people, for individuals, so that they can get this light and might. They can be free, they can be liberated. These days, we don't have good news, right? Mostly it's bad news. So how do we help those souls? We're not only thinking of ourselves, but in New York, they had recently a big rally in Washington. It's about God. So what they hear, what they remember about God, we have to just practice. That is very important. So what we want, if there is anyone who has any question from today or in general, that when I return, how do I apply it? When I return, how I cultivate? You know, there could be a lot of questions. It's easy here. You have nothing else to do. You have pure atmosphere. Food is ready to eat. You have nothing to do. So it's very easy. It's not easy because of this, but easy because it's true. But at least learning and practicing, two qualities are definitely required. Learn and practice. Learn and practice. Okay. So who would want to? Is there anyone who has want to know a little more or any? Yes. There is a mic here. You might have to use them.
Ashanti, Eu tenho tido a facilidade de meditar depois que eu cheguei aqui, mas assim, de uma forma melhor. Mas eu tenho percebido que na forma de eu ir até Deus, está muito no racional. E eu queria aproveitar essa oportunidade para tentar resolver isso.
Mm-hmm. Like with the intellect, salvation. Mm-hmm. And I want a way to solve this problem, it's not easy. Mm-hmm.
We use the word meditation, but actually, it should be love and remembrance. When there is love, you don't have to concentrate, right? When there is love, there is natural connection. So what is important, that is why when you are told you are a soul, I am peaceful, I am loveful, and then he is my father. So it's with the love you are connecting your mind, not with the intellect. So when there is love in your heart and you're thinking of God, you will feel it, you will experience it, you know. So I think love based on knowing him and his relationship, so when that understanding is there of love and relationship, really we don't require any effort. But if we do it only, you know, just knowing and not really having that love, then actually there is not much experience. So I would suggest, like for me in my heart, there was always, there is someone divine, there is someone higher, there is someone who is my protector, there is someone who is my parent. So I had a lot of love inside for God. So when I came to know how to connect now, so love-based connection, love-based link is something which is very easy. Because will you meditate on your father? Will you meditate on your... No, you don't meditate. But some or other, that practice which we do to connect, people start calling it meditating, reflections. Because there is a process, you are thinking. So what I do, I meditate. For us here, we say, what I do, I remember my father. More simple, I think of my father. I'm thinking of God as father. I'm thinking of God as teacher. So do it in a very natural and loveful way. Then I think you will find it very easy. It's more from heart than from the intellect. Yes, anyone else?
Thank you, sister, for your valuable lessons. How do we combine those ideas, practice and learning, to heal ourselves and stop feeling sorrow on a daily basis when we are back into our countries and are immersed in our daily routines? What would be the ideal situation or practice? Thank you.
See, when you start having this connection with God, we call it practice of Raj Yoga, then you get some powers. And especially we talk about 8 powers. I don't know if that was taken. Yeah? During the... So, like power to face. Like certain things happen, you have to face them. So if there is a power to face, it's not something big. Sometimes there are certain situations where you have to adjust. Really little bit adjustment is required. But we make it so big because it's not possible, it's so difficult, you know, so you use power to adjust. So it depends on the situation, the powers or the inner strength which you receive from God or through your own practice. So first important thing is that you understand, that's why we have lessons. then based on that understanding, practice really is reminding yourself. Like I am soul, but how much we remember I am soul. So every time I do action, I use my hands, I am soul using my hands. I am soul speaking through the mouth. I am soul but walking through the legs. Now that's called practice. One is knowing that I am soul, other is practicing. And practicing is kind of reminding yourself and creating those thoughts. And then after some time, you will have that not only experience, but you will have power. And also you will exactly know what state of mind is. So there are various situations in personal life, in social life, in the countries, you know. Recently some of you are from Argentina. So what's happening in the country? So there is concern. There is worry. But instead of getting caught up into those situations, if you can go beyond, use the power, and then see how best you can handle it. And you will find that you will really do it well, because you will not be mentally affected, you will not get into fears, or it's like worries, you know. So when there is connection with God, there is meditation or practice, then you gain power, strength, like physical exercises. More you do it, more strength you build up. Same is internally, spiritually. More you practice, more your strength, powers will increase. Then the situation, even if it's very big, will look very small. And these days, a little situation, even if it's big, it really looks big. And then we don't know what to do with that, you know. So yes, there are definitely reasons to be concerned, reasons to be sad, but then instead of that, no, I don't have to do this. I don't have to go through that. So this determination also, and then getting these powers can help. So there is one lesson, we call it, you might get within this. We say, when you practice this connection, you get many powers from God. And when you receive those powers, keep using those powers. And the practice really is to take a thought and analyze that, realize that thought, so that you feel that this becomes reality. So maybe before you leave, you should get a summary of how do we practice every lesson. That's the whole thing, right? Like when you sit in the car, you start to drive, you turn on the key, take a moment to think of God. Like you are drinking water, tea, anything. I am soul, I am feeding my body. I am soul, I am feeding my body. So it's your soul consciousness, awareness of being a soul, awareness of being a soul, soul consciousness will increase. So it can be done sitting, morning, evening, or if you have few moments during day. But other is while doing actions, becoming aware of what you are, aware of the truth, plus action. So keep increasing awareness and keep doing actions. So awareness and actions will kind of become combined together.
¿Tiene alguna otra pregunta? ¿No?
Mora had been working lot on this retreat every year. Lot of work, but she enjoys it very much.
It's a big team for Mohini, as you can see.
We should give her a big
hand. To the team.
And when you have thought to do it, then lot of support comes. So she gets lot of support, lot of support. That's the sign of pure love, right? When you do something from heart, everyone will come forward and help you.
Thank you. It really is teamwork. It's a lot of us behind this. So, Sister Mohini, if we can have meditation, then will you distribute truly?
Mm.
Okay. So,
if somebody wants to connect in Spanish, few words.
Okay. Enrique, ¿dónde estás? Ven.
Come. You can do. You can sit.
Okay.
More.
¿Tenés un micrófono al lado de ella? Para hacer un comentario en español.
Because everyone wants to experience. Right.
Om Shanti. Buscamos como siempre una postura cómoda, pero con la espalda bien apoyada en el asiento. Y respiramos profundamente, relajando todo nuestro cuerpo. Observamos si hay alguna tensión y con la respiración la liberamos y nos relajamos. Y en esta actitud relajada dirigimos nuestra atención hacia el centro de nuestra frente. Imaginamos ese pequeño punto de luz flotando en el centro de nuestra frente. Toda nuestra atención se enfoca en ese pequeño punto de luz. Yo soy esa pequeña luz. Yo soy el alma. Yo soy pura luz, pura energía. Mi naturaleza original es la paz. Cuando soy consciente del alma, se despierta la paz interior. Me siento en paz. Me convierto en un ser de paz. Mi mente está en paz. Y en este estado de conciencia, viajo con mis pensamientos al mundo del silencio, al hogar del alma. Me sumerjo en ese mundo de luz rojo-dorada, donde reina el silencio y la profunda paz. Siento la presencia de esa otra estrella, el Ser Supremo, mi dulce Baba, el Padre del alma. Y conecto mi corazón, se conecta con ese ser y siento la energía de su amor. Un sentimiento profundo de amor y de pertenencia. Sumerjo en esta experiencia. Mi mente está sumergida en el amor de Dios. Lleno de este amor, regreso al centro de mi frente. Y puedo sentir esa luz vibrando en el centro de mi frente. Puedo sentir ese amor en mi corazón. Puedo sentir la paz en mi mente. Lentamente voy regresando de nuevo a esta sala.